This is KUT. A $720 million transportation bond only needs one more approval from the Austin City Council before heading to the November ballot. Last night, the council gave it preliminary approval by a unanimous vote. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, before they could all agree on it, they had to get out the butcher's block.
At one point, Mayor Steve Adler sounded like an auctioneer.
With the $6 million from here, and then the $4 million from there, takes it up to 37.5. That last four would be found in urban trails, and it would go from 30 down to 26.
What Adler's describing is some moolah shuffling that occurred last night. While the $720 million price tag was set back in June, council members have until August 22nd to put the bond on the ballot, and in the meantime, can negotiate how the funds are divvied up. Late last night, council members agreed to add $10 million more to sidewalk construction, bringing the total funding for the city's sidewalk master plan to $37.5 million. Councilmember Ora Houston led that charge.
We've heard tonight a testimony about the need for more money in the sidewalk bucket. As you know, the need is great for sidewalks, especially in District 1.
To accomplish that, council members diverted $4 million from the Urban Trails Master Plan, plus $6 million freed up from road construction that could be funded outside of bond money. To ensure the bond makes it on the November ballot, council still has to vote once more, plus finalize ballot language. And for those who've forgotten, here's a quick breakdown of the total bond package. Nearly $500 million to fund existing major street plans, such as Guadalupe, North Lamar, and Airport Boulevard. Another $100 million would be split among regional roads, including Loop 360 and Anderson Mill Road. Then, almost $40 million for the sidewalk master plan, about $30 million for safe routes to schools, $26 million for the urban trails master plan. And well, there's other stuff, but relatively speaking, it's pocket change. Should voters approve the $720 million bond package, the average homeowner could see a tax increase of roughly $5 a month. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.